Hi, this is Paul Evans. Welcome to this special audio edition of the Nicheology Profit Letter. Now, in life and in business, what I tend to do is look for patterns, things that are repeated over and over and over again, both in the areas of success and the areas of failure, so that we can pinpoint what really works, what allows us to have simple accuracy so that we can move forward with confidence. And as I watch people online, I look at patterns of behavior and patterns of people who make it and patterns of people who don't make it. It's amazing how the same things come up time and time again. How the same actions, the same attitudes, the same focus are repeated over and over again. And here's yet another one. Now, in the past, I've talked about the difference in the employee and the entrepreneur. That the employee is used to not taking risk. They're used to just simply getting their paycheck. And that there is an increased expectation in what they do and the outcome of what they receive. And so here's another pattern that I've seen over and over again in online business, and there is a direct relationship between success and failure with this mindset. And it's a subtle shift. It's a shift in the way that you think. It's a shift in the way that you approach purchases and the way that you do business. So here is the pattern. The pattern is the person who approaches business as a consumer never is able to get things going or to have the success as the person who approaches business as a business owner or an entrepreneur. So here are some of the patterns of a consumer. They go in with a buyer mentality, as a straight client mentality, and in some regards, we're all clients when we make a purchase, but there's a difference in having a pure client or customer mentality and having a client peer mentality. So most people that go in with the consumer mentality have the customer mindset. They see themselves as a purchaser and not as a player. And they see themselves spending money rather than investing money. So that when they see a new product, they see it as an opportunity. They are seeking a possibility. They go in with a hope, with a dream, with a wish that maybe this time is going to be different. So do you feel what I'm saying there? Do you hear the terminology, and are you able to visualize the mindset of the person who pursues business as a consumer? So that when they buy something, they're buying based more on hopes and dreams than in possible application and change. They're seeking an opportunity that this is going to be the answer to everything they've wanted to do, instead of saying this is a component. And that's a big mental shift. And I see over and over again the people online with the consumer mentality are going to end up having that same mindset in their business. So they see themselves as actually a consumer selling to other consumers instead of a business owner who is helping a market, bringing value to a market, and creating solutions for a market. It's a huge difference in mindset. But if you'll focus on being a business owner, then everything radically shifts, and here's how to do that. It basically comes down to EIT, et, EIT, et. Now, in the South, we would use that like right after breakfast or lunch. What'd you et for breakfast? That's our terminology here in the South. I always hear people saying, what'd you et? And I was going, what are they talking about? No wonder we're labeled. But when it comes to online business and being a business owner, EIT, first education. You make purchases based not on a, quote, all answer, and this is the solution, but you are making purchases based on education. Almost no one enters the education system of college and thinks, I'm going to take this one course and this is it. Instead, they realize this course is a component that they will build upon in their, quote, major, so that by the time they graduate, they have a great body of knowledge to be able to pursue a career or a certain occupation. And it really depends on what level they're going into. Like, for example, my business degree is in business management, but I'm not able to go out and do brain surgery. I'm limited to the field and scope of my study. So a business owner makes a purchase knowing that this is part of the educational process. Secondly, the I, implementation. So education, implementation. A business owner goes in with the mindset that I am going to implement these ideas and these concepts that I learn, and then the T for transformation. Now, the implementation does not even have to be what the promise was on the box for the business owner. Business owners don't buy a product and believe that they're going to have the same results. Did you hear that? A business owner does not buy a product believing they're going to have the same results. They know that their results, based on their personality, their background, their abilities, are going to be different, possibly lower, possibly higher than the person selling the product. But what they do know is that with the education, with the implementation, transformation is going to take place. And that means that by the end of the implementation, they have been changed. They have learned something new, or they have taken something old and have been able to tweak it. Because they see a purchase not as spending, but as investing. They see things in the long term and in the future view, not simply in the current view. Now, here's an example of that. A consumer mentality person will buy something and might try it out for 2 or 3 days, and then they'll ask for a refund and say, hey, you know, this isn't working for me, or it's not what I thought I was, you know, whatever. But that's because that's the consumer mentality. The business owner is a little bit different because they're thinking, okay, I learned something that I may not use right now. I may use it down the road. So if I buy something from Jimmy D. Brown, one of my buddies, and I look at that and go, wow, that's pretty cool. Can't use it right now, but I hold on to that knowledge. The consumer would buy something and say, this isn't for me, and then refund it. And here's what will happen. And this is a huge, huge difference between the consumer and the business owner. 2 years down the road, now even the consumer has consumed. They've looked at the product. Now they've deemed it not worthy or whatever, and they shelve it or they get a refund. And then 2 years later, they remember what they read in that report. Say they bought something from Jimmy and they remembered, oh, now I get it. That thing that I bought from Jimmy D. Brown, now I understand it. Oh, I'm gonna implement that now. And you see what happens? A consumer will take the knowledge they gained from 2 years ago and utilize it even if they got a refund. I mean, that is crazy. Whereas a business owner realizes long term, I may not use this today, but I'm learning. This is part of my arsenal. This is part of what I'm going to draw upon. And they know I might use this a year from now or 2 years from now. And here's the difference. The consumer who decides later to utilize information that they returned is really stealing information, stealing knowledge. Whereas the person who's a business owner realizes that everything that they buy is an investment. And I do this all the time. I buy all kinds of products, buy all kinds of books, a lot of stuff I don't use right now, but a year from now or even 6 months from now, there's a trigger. And I go, wow, okay, I remember reading that in X book, and I'll go to my bookshelf and I'll grab it. And I'll remember where I read that. I've either underlined it or highlighted it or something like that. And so there's the tie-in, there's the connection for me, and other business owners are wired the same way. It's an entrepreneurial mindset, not a consumer mindset. So make that shift. make the decision to not make purchases based in hopes and dreams and wishes, and maybe this time this is the answer, but instead approach things as a business owner, that you're going to grow in your education, your implementation, and your transformation, that you're not spending, you are investing, not just for the short term right now, but for the long term sometime later. And that's the way you focus on your business, and that's how you grow your business. Now, the real key is, before you ever make a purchase, that you've already got that mindset in place so that then you're able to move forward appropriately. And here's the cool thing. There's a lot of things that you can protect yourself from ever buying because you know ahead of time, I'm really not going to use that and I'm not going to be going down that road. So that's a key element in making purchases and moving ahead. Are you going to have the consumer mentality? Hopefully not. Or the business mentality, the business owner mindset of education, implementation, transformation. I can tell you from watching thousands upon thousands of people online that I've rarely seen anyone with the consumer mentality make it. And I see over and over again a pattern of business owners and online entrepreneurs who educate, implement, and are transformed by their investments. So concentrate on that a little bit today. Think about the difference in mentalities. Make a conscious choice of moving from consumer to entrepreneur. And then go back through some of your previous purchases with that new mindset and see what you can draw on, what you can learn, and what you can implement today. Well, have a blessed day. This is Paul Evans for the Nichology Profit Letter, Nichology.com. And as always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.